everyone, and welcome back. So, GLP-1 weight loss programs, huh? I mean, everyone's talking about these medications like semaglutide, and for good reason, right?
Yeah. What's really interesting is they're not like those old diet drugs, you know? It's not just about feeling less hungry. GLP-1s actually change how your body deals with food and blood sugar. It's a whole different approach.
Okay, now that's what I'm talking about. But I gotta be honest, I'm always a little skeptical when something sounds too good to be true. What's the catch?
Well, I think the biggest mistake is thinking GLP-1s are like a magic solution. You can't just take a pill and magically wake up 20 pounds lighter.
Right.
These programs, they're designed for real, sustainable weight loss over time. It's like, think of it like retraining your body to be at a healthy weight long term.
So no more crash diets and that whole yo-yoing back and forth. That does sound promising, but how does it actually work? Are we really talking about changing how my body functions?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the key things GLP-1s do is slow down how fast your stomach empties. So food stays in your stomach longer. You feel fuller for longer. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. Studies are showing that people who use GLP-1s long term, like we're talking a year or more, they see more significant weight loss that lasts. That's because over time, these medications can actually change your metabolism, even how your body regulates those hunger hormones.
Wow.
It's like hitting the reset button on your system, you know?
That makes sense. But honestly, I'm one of those people who wants to see results like yesterday. So how do I stay motivated when the scale's not moving as fast as I want?
That's where we talk about non-scale victory.
Non-scale victory.
Yeah, these are all the good changes you experience that aren't just about the number on the scale.
Like what? Give me some examples.
Okay. Think about how you feel after a really good night's sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Your energy is up, right? Well, GLP-1s can actually improve your sleep, which then impacts your mood, your energy, even the food choices you make. You might notice your clothes fit better, or your blood sugar's more controlled, or maybe even just walking up a flight of stairs is easier now. Things like that.
I can see how those small things could really add up over time. But let's be real, even with the medication, what I eat still matters, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Neglecting nutrition is a big mistake people make. GLP-1s can really reduce your appetite, but they work best with a healthy, balanced diet.
So it's not a free pass to eat whatever I want.
Not exactly. Think of it like this. The medication is like having a really good coach in your corner, right? It's there to guide you, give you support, but you're still the one who has to put in the work.
Okay, that's fair. I can get on board with that. If I'm being totally honest, though, I've definitely thought, well, the medication's already helping me eat less. Do I really need to exercise too?
You know, that's a super common misconception. And it brings us to another big mistake people make, skipping physical activity.
So even though GLP-1s can help me manage my appetite and those biological things we talked about, adding exercise is still super important for long-term success. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so think of it this way, okay?
Yeah.
The medication is like, it helps regulate your body's eat signals.
Okay.
And then exercise, that's what cranks up the burn signals.
Ah.
Powerful combo when you put them together.
Right.
It helps you lose the weight and keep it off. Plus, exercise just... it does so much more than just weight loss.
Right. Like what else does it do?
Well, for one, when you're active, it helps you keep that muscle mass, which is super important, especially as we get older. It also gives your metabolism a kickstart, meaning you keep burning calories even after you're done working out. And then there's the mood boost. We can't forget about that. Exercise can really do wonders for your mental health, which, let's be honest, makes a huge difference when you're making these kinds of lifestyle changes.
You've convinced me. Got to dust off the running shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But what about consistency? Life gets crazy, you know? What if I miss a dose of the medication?
Oh, that's a really good question. It's actually a really important point. That brings us to mistake number 4, inconsistent medication use.
Okay.
Remember how we were talking about how GLP-1s kind of work over time to, like, reset your body?
Yeah.
Skipping those doses, it disrupts that whole process, like hitting the pause button on those changes we want to happen. Consistency is key here.
So no skipping doses, even if I'm feeling great or if I'm worried about, you know, the cost.
Yeah, ideally not.
Hmm.
It's really best to follow what your doctor tells you about how much to take and when. Talk to your doctor. They can help with any concerns you've got. Maybe even knows about resources if cost is an issue.
That's a good point.
Think of it as an investment in your health, you know, long term.
Definitely. And speaking of long term, what happens when I actually hit my goal weight? Do I just stop taking the medication then?
That's where a lot of people, they kind of get tripped up, you know? And that's actually mistake number five, not having a plan for keeping that weight off maintenance. It's tempting to think, okay, I hit the goal, I'm done. But if you don't have a good plan in place, it's really easy to fall back into old habits and then the weight comes back.
So it's not just about getting there, it's about figuring out how to stay there too. What does a good maintenance plan like even look like with these programs?
So usually it means working with your doctor or a dietitian. You want to transition to a way of eating that you can keep up, that supports your weight. Regular exercise, super important too, of course. And having some strategies, like for dealing with stress and those situations where you might overeat.
Speaking of, triggers and all that, I know for me, weight loss is never just about what I eat or how much I exercise. I mean, our emotions play such a big role,
Oh,
right?
100%.
You can't ignore things like stress or just being bored or those, late night cravings.
You're so right. We can't just willpower our way through those feelings. So that actually brings us to mistake number six, underestimating the emotional side of weight loss. Now, GLP-1s themselves, they don't really directly address things like emotional eating, but a lot of these programs do include things like counseling or support groups to give people those tools to build healthier habits.
So it's about looking at the whole picture, both the physical and the mental stuff. What other things do you think people might overlook when they're starting a GLP-1 program?
That's such a great question, and you've hit on another really, really crucial point. Mistake number seven is that people forget about all those other lifestyle factors that go beyond the food and the exercise.
Like what?
It's like, imagine building a house, right? You can have this amazing facade, but if the foundation is shaky, the whole thing's at risk.
Right, yeah.
So we got to make sure that foundation is strong.
Okay, I like that analogy. So what are some of those like foundational things that can make or break success with these medications? What should people be really focusing on?
Well, sleep is a big one. Sleep is huge. It affects our hormones, how much energy we have, even the food choices we make. Chronic stress is another culprit. That can really sabotage your efforts, you know? So finding healthy ways to manage that stress, like meditation or yoga, or just spending time in nature that can make a world of difference. And then lastly, having a bit of a routine. Just simple things like having regular meal times, a consistent sleep schedule, those can help you stay on track.
It's all about building those healthy habits to support yourself. I'm guilty of this. I've definitely gone down that rabbit hole of like fad diets and crazy workouts, thinking that more is always better.
Yeah.
But honestly, I just end up feeling overwhelmed and burnt out.
That's so common. And it brings us to mistake number eight, overcomplicating things.
Okay, yeah.
Keep it simple. That's what it's all about. And being able to actually keep it up. Try to change your entire life all at once. Recipe for disaster. It's way more effective to take it slow, make gradual changes, you know, ones you can stick with. Start small, just one thing, and once that becomes a habit, then add another.
Baby steps instead of giant leaps.
Exactly. And speaking of support, that's so crucial. Mistake number nine is not having enough support, you know, from friends, family, a coach, whatever it is. Weight loss can feel very isolating,
Yeah, it can.
but it doesn't have to be, right? Having that support system, whether it's people you know or even an online community, it gives you encouragement, accountability, and just that feeling that you're not alone.
Yeah, it's like having your own personal cheer squad, right?
Like,
It, to keep you going.
yeah.
I know I've been there, though, letting that number on the scale just totally make or break my day.
Yeah.
If it's down, I'm like, yes. But if it's up, even a little, I feel like I've failed. Talk about an emotional roller
These are
coaster.
so true. And it actually brings us to our final mistake, putting all the focus on the scale. Because the scale, it's only telling you a tiny piece of the story. It can't measure how much better you're sleeping or how much more energy you have or how your clothes are fitting, right? It definitely can't measure all the good things that are happening inside your body, like your blood sugar's getting under control or your heart's getting healthier. It's not just about that number.
It is easy to get so fixated on it, though. But you're right, it doesn't show everything. So, what are some other ways to track how you're doing, if not just the scale?
Well, pay attention to how your clothes fit. That's often a much more noticeable change. And just notice how you feel. In general, more energy, sleeping better. What about your mood? Those are all signs of progress, even if that number on the scale isn't moving as fast as you want it to.
It all comes back to those non-scale victories, right? And remembering this is a journey, it's not like a race. Okay, so we've covered a lot today. To wrap things up, what are the big takeaways? What do our listeners really need to remember if they're thinking about starting a GLP-1 program?
I think the most important thing is remembering that these medications are powerful, but they're not magic, right? They work best when you're taking them consistently, you're eating healthy, and you're moving your body. It all works together.
It's about working with your body, not against it, and being patient with the process.
Exactly. Be kind to yourself, celebrate those small wins along the way, and don't be afraid to ask for support, you know, when you need it. Having that support system can make all the difference.
These programs can be life-changing for people, but it takes the right approach. You've got to be realistic about it and really be ready to make those changes that will last.
And, you know, as you're thinking about all of this, one last thing I want to leave you with is this. Why is this important to you? Like, really, why do you want to do this?
Good question.
Beyond just fitting into a smaller size, what are you hoping for? More energy to play with your kids or grandkids? Maybe the confidence to finally go after that dream you've had? Or just honestly, the freedom to really live your life to the fullest?
Wow, that's a powerful question.
Figure out your why, you know? That's what's going to keep you going, especially on those days when it feels tough.
I love that. Connect with your why. That's fantastic advice.
Because you are capable of amazing things. Don't forget that.
I love that. Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. We hope you learned some new things today and feel empowered as you're, you know, exploring the world of GLP-1s.
Yes, absolutely. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and keep on diving deep.